You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
This is Nightline.
Tonight, trapped in Russia. The list of detained Americans growing.
What do they say exactly when they call?
They just said he was being detained in Russia.
Finding themselves without America's innocent until proven guilty protection. The harrowing conditions of Russian prisons revealed by those who've been there.
What were the conditions like there?
You go there to work. There's no rest.
And the stark warning to Americans.
No American should be in Russia for any reason, period.
Plus,
say his words!
The kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
What a wonderful day!
Blockbuster movie opening, the latest in the five-decade franchise. What the stars reveal about their transformation.
I took to being an ape far too easily. And
yeah,
always...
I honestly found the part where May's being feral easier than when she's not feral.
Yeah.
The cutting-edge technology used to make those primates look so real.
If Noah's, you know, making a face or shouting at somebody, like, those are my facial expressions and my movements.
Could this be the beginning of a new trilogy? And
Bobby Love!
The elder statesman who elbowed the Beatles' Can't Buy Me Love out of number one 60 years ago this week. Good evening. Thank you for joining us. Tonight, we meet the parents of Staff Sergeant Gordon Chris Black, who's now sitting in a Russian jail, allegedly on theft charges. Several other Americans also under Russian detention, under murky circumstances and with no clear plan for their release. Experts issuing strident warnings to avoid traveling to Russia under any circumstance. In the meantime, Sergeant Black's parents are hoping for a miracle.
I hadn't talked to him for almost a week and a half, and that was rare. And then the phone calls started.
What do they say exactly when they call?
They just said he was being detained in Russia.
Melanie Jones and her husband Marty have slept little and worried much these last few nights. Tonight, their son, Gordon Chris Black, an Army staff sergeant, is in the custody of Russian authorities, charged with, quote, theft, causing significant damage.
What concerns you most at this point?
Him not being able to come home. That's what concerns us right now. We just need him back here.
Black is just the latest American to be detained in Russia as relations between both countries worsen after Russia invaded Ukraine. The list of Americans who've been detained in Russia in recent years is long. It's prompted the U.S. to issue the highest travel advisory warning for Americans to not travel there in fear that citizens may be used as political leverage.
No American should be in Russia for any reason, period. End of sentence, no excuses, no exceptions. Every time an American citizen steps into Russia, right, they are playing into Putin's hand and taking a serious risk. They will be the next pawn.
A critical question is whether the State Department will classify Black as wrongfully detained, a designation that had been granted to basketball star Brittany Griner, Marine Corps veteran Trevor Reed, as well as two American men who are still behind bars in Russia, Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich and Paul Whelan.
The U.S. government only comes off the sidelines to be helpful when they decide to designate somebody wrongfully detained.
A State Department official confirmed to ABC News the U.S. Embassy in Moscow was seeking to gain consular access, but has not yet been allowed to meet with him.
What would you like to say to the administration, President Biden and the White House?
I think you need to try harder than you are. You know, because I'm not hearing anything from anybody.
We've had no contact with them, no calls or emails. Just be a little bit more proactive.
For Black, who'd enlisted 16 years ago, being in the Army was a source of pride.
Why do you think he went into the service?
I think he wanted the excitement and the adventure.
Just like to say hi to my mom and dad back home in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Love you and have a happy new year.
The 34-year-old had served in Iraq and Afghanistan before being stationed in South Korea. According to an Army spokesperson, Black was in the process of relocating to Fort Cavazos in Texas, where he'd be stationed closer to his young daughter. He's separated from the child's mother. But instead of returning to the U.S. in April, he flew through China to Vladivostok in eastern Russia without requesting official clearance and authorization from the Department of Defense.
Why was he there?
He's had a girlfriend there. He's been seeing her off and on. He told us he was thinking about going to Russia, and we were trying to talk him out of it, and we did not know or didn't hear from him until he was actually there about 2-3 weeks ago.
According to his parents, Black's relationship with a woman was volatile. Video obtained by Radio Free Europe show him on her TikTok account. In text shared by Black's parents with ABC News, his girlfriend seems to imply that he stole money from her, creating a criminal case, although she claims in the text that she didn't press charges.
And then we got text messages through Facebook from her. She wanted us to set up some kind of bank account and send her money. We haven't talked much to her since.
How does that sound to you?
That sounds like fishy.
It sounds like she was trying to extort money or something.
Russian authorities say that Black was detained at a local hotel after an unnamed woman made a complaint to police about a theft following an argument.
I would caution against taking anything the Russian police say at face value. They have a history of making up allegations against Americans out of whole cloth.
The White House confirming they're aware of Black's case.
We take seriously our commitment to assist U.S. citizens abroad and provide all appropriate assistance.
It can take normal people years to get the designation wrongfully detained. We've obviously seen it applied much faster in Brittany Griner's case.
WNBA star and two-time Olympic gold medalist Brittany Griner was wrongfully detained for 10 months after traveling to Russia in early 2022 to play in the country's women's basketball league. She sat down recently with our Robin Roberts to talk about her arrest and imprisonment, which all began when Russian customs found cartridges in her carry-on bag.
In the midst of them going through, you know, my bags, there's two cartridges. And I'm just like, oh my God, how did I make this mistake? Like, I could just visualize everything I worked so hard for just crumbling and going away.
Russian authorities determined that between the two cartridges was actually 0.7 grams of cannabis oil containing THC, the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana, which is illegal in Russia.
You know, there are those who say, come on, how did you not know that you had cartridges in your luggage? What do you say to the skeptics?
I would say, have you ever forgot your keys in your car, left your car running? It's just so easy to have a mental lapse.
She was sentenced to 9 years in prison, known to be one of the worst in Russia.
What were the conditions like there?
Really cold. You go there to work. There's no rest.
Yes.
This video, released by Russian authorities, of Griner at her prison job, cutting fabric for military uniforms. Griner was exchanged in December 2022 for American-held Victor Boot, a Russian-convicted arms dealer. Her release coming just 7 months after another American prisoner swap, captured on Russian state TV for Trevor Reed, the U.S. Marine veteran who spent more than 2.5 years behind bars in Russia as a hostage. He spoke with ABC News' Patrick Reeval weeks after his release.
I pretty much knew as soon as I saw FSB, agents that where this case was headed.
Russian police arrested and charged him with assaulting officers in 2019 after he'd been out drinking with friends in Moscow. Reed, maintaining his innocence, he was sentenced to 9 years in a Russian prison camp.
The defense was absolutely, you know, overwhelming, and unfortunately, I underestimated how corrupt and how dedicated, you know, the Russian government is to taking Americans as hostages.
He was traded in 2022 for Konstantin Yaroshenko, a Russian pilot who was in prison in Connecticut for drug smuggling. Both Griner and Ree continue to advocate for the release of another American, 54-year-old Marine veteran Paul Whelan, who was visiting Moscow for a friend's wedding when he was accused of being a spy by Russian authorities in 2018.
You're dragging me along, even though I've got a medical condition that prohibits this.
And sentenced to 16 years in a Russian jail, he denies all allegations made against him. Whelan's family fighting for his freedom, as are the parents of 32-year-old Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, arrested over a year ago in Russia during a reporting trip. He was accredited by Russia's foreign ministry to work as a journalist and is being held on charges of espionage. Allegations Evan, the U.S., and the Wall Street Journal firmly deny. His parents speaking with our George Stephanopoulos.
And you're confident that the Biden administration is doing everything they can right now?
We are confident that they're doing everything they can, and we want them to continue to do that.
In December, the State Department confirmed Russia rejected a proposal that would have included the release of Evan and Paul Whelan, but Vladimir Putin has recently suggested he could be open to a prison swap. For now, Black remains in pretrial detention with a July 2nd court date. These next few months may feel like a lifetime for his family, waiting for him back home.
They're not great examples of Russia cases being resolved in 30 or 60 or 90 days. So they need to dig in and remember that this is a marathon and not a sprint.
If he's able to see this, hear this, what would you want to say to your boy?
We love you. We're not ashamed of you. We hope you come home soon.
Just stay safe. Just be careful right now.
When we return, the amazing technology behind The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, helping the film stars to lean into their inner simian.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to LibsynAds.com now. That's LibsynAds.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Libsyn Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Libsyn Ads. Go to LibsynAds.com now. That's LibsynAds.com.
Welcome back. When the Planet of the Apes franchise began more than a half century ago, its groundbreaking makeup featuring prosthetic ape faces won its artist an honorary Oscar. They've come a long way since. Here's ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
I have a name. May.
These roles are probably outside your comfort zones. What was that
strangely
like?
Strangely in our comfort zone.
Very much in our comfort zone.
Concerningly so, actually.
Yeah, I took to being an ape far too easily.
I honestly found the part where May's being feral easier than when she's not feral.
Yeah.
Because I was just going back to my childhood. I spent, you know, hours and hours pretending to be animals as a kid.
Same.
These animals getting down to some serious monkey business.
What a wonderful day!
It's Planet of the Apes, back and bigger than ever. The iconic franchise going strong after more than 50 years.
This one is like if we just disappeared and Earth took back over. And
it's
the way that we
hidden
did
under
it.
The, you know, overgrowth. It's mm-hmm. beautiful.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, the latest installment, again pushing the limit with cutting-edge technology, bringing audiences into its wild world.
This is important.
If Noah's, you know, making a face or crying or, you know, shouting at somebody, like, those are my facial expressions and my movements, which is very, very surreal.
Owen Teague's acting chops on full display, even under the cover of CGI, as he plays an ape named Noah, the 25-year-old best known for his role in the 2017 film It.
I don't think you can stay down here all damn day now.
His co-star, Freya Allen, her character, a rare human in the ape world, after starring in Netflix's The Witcher.
You know, my grandmother fought battles and wore dresses. You can do both.
Her audition to join the kingdom, she says, was unlike anything she had ever done before.
They described it like she was a feral human that could talk. I found my tape the other day and it's bizarre. It's like I'm playing an alien. And I think it was because they wanted to see if people were able to be, you know, have that kind of animalistic feral quality. Yeah.
For her co-star, to capture that animalistic quality, he had to spend some time in ape school.
What was ape school like? You said you spent six weeks there?
Yeah.
That's a lot of time.
But that's the kind of time we needed to, A, get us, you know, get our movements right, and B, that was how we found these characters. In terms of, like, shoulders and, you know, head position and all that kind of stuff, like, you kind of want to get the posture right.
Even when you were just, you just scratched your face, like, earlier, like, you went like that, and I was like, that's so ape.
Yeah, it, there's definitely bits that haven't quite left.
I read you were working on another film, and
yes.
The director actually said something to you.
Yeah, he comes up and he goes, "Hey man, this is like, it's great for the character, but just so you know, you're walking like a chimp." And he shows me the footage, and I was like, "Oh no, I have to go to human school now."
Were you a little jealous you didn't get to go to ape school?
At the time, not really. You know, I landed in Australia, the first thing I did was go into a basement of humans pretending to be chimpanzees, and I thought, you know what? I'm gonna leave.
Through earlier iterations of the franchise, the actors wore costumes to bring their ape characters to life, like in the original 1968 Planet of the Apes.
He keeps trying to form words.
You know what they say, human see, human do.
And again in 2001.
I came to see you.
Oh, how sweet. You've wasted your time.
But since 2011, the franchise has been using technology to take the film's aesthetic to new heights with motion capture.
I'm in this suit, and there's markers all over me, and my face is covered in dots, and that camera is picking up what all those dots are doing, and they take my performance and they put it on CGI model of a chimpanzee.
The tech, first made famous by Andy Serkis in the Lord of the Rings trilogy as Gollum. Serkis applying that experience, first acting in and now consulting on the latest Apes films.
The godfather of motion capture. He's seen it come up and he's kind of been its protector. He spoke to me on Zoom before we started shooting and spoke to the rest of the cast. And it was mind-blowing the detail he goes into in terms of creating a character and also creating a culture for this world.
Is it hard as an actress to act alongside all these actors with the motion capture stuff on to really like immerse in the role?
Not really, honestly. Like, I got used to it very quickly. It was more difficult because I had to shoot the movie twice, essentially. So I'd do the scene with them and then they'd be taken out and I'd do the scene on my own with no one in front of me. So I'd be staring just at air. I had no one's eyes to look into, and I'd have, you know, Owen off camera reading the lines, but I wasn't looking at anything.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, kicking off a possible new trilogy in the series for 20th Century Studios, a subsidiary of ABC News' parent company, Disney, and a fresh chapter in the beloved Apes universe.
It's very, very rare that you shoot something for 6 months and don't want to leave at the end. And this one, like, I could have done another six. Mm-hmm. I could have just stayed and kept going. I was like, let's make the second one now. We were both quite devastated.
Oh my God, I was bawling my eyes. That was so embarrassing.
As was I.
Yeah.
Yeah, so nothing I want more than to do it again.
Our thanks to Rhiannon. When we return, the Beatles knocked from their long run at the top of the charts 60 years ago by record-setting artist.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
And finally tonight, the Billboard number one slot says, Hello, Dolly, and Goodbye, Beatles. 60 years ago this week, the Beatles' screaming 14-week run at the top of the Billboard chart was ended by Louis Armstrong, the 63-year-old jazz icon dethroning the pop idols with Hello, Dolly.
I can tell, Dolly.
Title song from the Tony Award-winning musical. It went on to win Grammys for Song of the Year and for Armstrong's performance, making him the oldest artist to top the charts, an honor he held until last year. It also launched a career renaissance and release of What a Wonderful World.
What a wonderful world.
And that's Nightline for this evening. Thanks for the company, America. Good night.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table.
What is happening here?
It's just beautiful chaos.
Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view.
To be honest, I was thinking about asking him for a foot massage, and then I just froze.
This is the best gig on TV.
And you know, anything can happen.
That is what we do here.
I'm not going to lie, the chair's a little small for my behind.
The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.